Hello, and welcome to the first Sunday edition of Nikonian's News Flash. Today is September 9th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up, as normal, is the weekly news from Nikonian's Academy Director Mike Hagen. Number one, with the introduction of Nikon's new digital SLR cameras, Mike has received many questions about when we will start offering D300 workshops. And the answer is that we'll start those in January of 2008. And Mike's looking forward to this fantastic new camera and can't wait to start teaching all of you how to use it. For the time being, he does encourage you to go over to the D300 forum in the community and read what others have to say about that. Next up, Mike wants to highlight the Philadelphia dates for this October. Carmine Piccirillo, our resident commercial, wedding, and all-around master photographer, will be teaching workshops on the D200, outdoor and field photography, Nikon Capture NX, and Nikon Wireless ITTL Flash. The D200 workshops he's leading are set up for 2 days, and on the first day will be the standard D200 class aimed at helping you fully understand all the camera's advanced function. And this is a fantastic workshop and has been basically selling out as soon as it hits the boards in almost every city we run it. The second day will be a field photography workshop. Carmine will be working with the participants with the D200 in the field, showing you how to actually put into practice the professional techniques and methods. The name of this workshop, if you're looking for this, is called Master Field Photography, Nikon D200 and D80. The workshop is actually open to anybody with a Nikon DSLR, D50s, and up, and the purpose is to show you how to get the most out of your camera in real-world shooting situations, so you don't actually have to have a D200 to join in. And the street photography for this workshop will be out in some great locations in Philadelphia's historic downtown district. Carmine will show you all how to optimize the camera for autofocus, color modes, depth of field, and fill flash so that you can shoot with confidence on your next photo adventure. So join us for an exciting series of workshops in Philadelphia in October. And number three from Mike is a quick field photography tip for you. He says, and I quote, "Many times when I'm photographing on assignment in the outdoors, the ambient light is just too bright to adequately see my camera's LCD. I'm normally in the habit of quickly checking my LCD right after taking my photo just to make sure I've nailed the shot. One of the fastest methods to check your exposure is to view your camera's highlight screen. Many people call this the blinkies screen. The reason why this screen is so important is that it shows you which portions of the photo, if any, are overexposed or blown out. By quickly viewing this, I can see if the subject's face has any blown highlights and then quickly make adjustments if necessary. Obviously, judging exposures with the highlight screen isn't as accurate as using the histogram screen, but it sure is a lot faster. When shooting photos on a trip, you want to stay in the moment and keep shooting photos as they are happening, and a quick view of the highlight screen is one of the best ways to do this. Thanks, Mike. And finally, from the Nikonians Academy is a couple of workshops for those Floridians out there. I am actually a native Floridian, but I'm not in Florida anymore, so unfortunately, I have to miss these workshops. So, for this October, Winston Hall will be teaching in Miami from October 18th through the 31st, and we still have seats remaining for each day of the series in our D200, D80 and D70, Capture NX, and ITTL Flash workshops. Winston is also teaching in Orlando the week before, so that's October 14th through the 18th. So, why don't you go to www.nikoniansacademy.com and check that out? Thank you, Mike, for another update from the Academy. Moving on to other Nikonians news. Congratulations to the winners of Segment 2 of the 2007 Photographers of the Year contest. First place in the portraits category goes to Carol Abrams for Cashmere Elegance. In the still life category, first place goes to Bob Simrack for Sphere. And in nature, first place goes to Jeff Myers for Earth Waves. Segment 4 is now open, and the categories are landscape, architectural, and sports. And segment 4 runs through the 31st of October, so you still have plenty of time to get your entries in for that. And as always, I'll have some links for you in the blog so you can take a look at the winning photographers for segment 2. Now, if you haven't yet downloaded the latest Image Doctors podcast, please tune in to hear Jason and Rick chat about Nikon View NX and what they think about the release of the D3 and the D300. Always good fun listening to the Image Doctors. In other news, Sony responds to the D300 with their own A700, which uses the 12-megapixel CMOS sensor. You can read more about that online, and I've got that article posted on the blog, as always. Now moving on to the forums. The forum of the week, thanks to listener John Owen, is the Underwater Photography Forum. Now, he tells me that this is one of his favorite forums, but he thinks it's a little bit underused. So if any of you out there are interested in underwater photography, or you go on underwater photography trips, don't forget about this forum. And John has posted some of his favorite shots, so I've got those in the blog for you to link to look at. Now that's all I have for you this week. Be sure to drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org if you want your favorite forum announced on Newsflash, or you just have any comments or feedback. Thanks for listening, and this has been Nikonians Newsflash.